Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Is religion a barrier to getting a job as a primary school teacher? In interviews for teaching jobs at many primary schools, a certificate in religious studies is a requirement for teaching religion. Now, some say that this means that many new teachers are having to uphold something they don't believe. Peter Melrose is a primary teacher, also a Social Democrat councillor. Peter, just explain this certificate to us, first of all.
Yeah, so when I was in college, and in hindsight, I didn't really understand that it was an optional course. You did two things. You did your degree in education, and concurrently, you did your religious certificate, and you were told this is what you need in order to teach you in Ireland. So from then on, you know, we've got 90-odd% of schools under Catholic patronage in Ireland. And when you go on to a site such as educationpost.ie, one of the criteria that you must include to send in to be eligible for interview is your religious certificate. I think this is fundamentally wrong. I don't think it's a reflection of Irish society today. And I think there are a growing number of teachers who are feeling more and more uncomfortable with the fact that, A, they need to have a religious certificate in order to teach in Catholic patronage schools, and B, that they are delivering a patron program that they don't believe in or ascribe to. And I think that's wrong.
So I have this clear, Peter, you need this certificate in order to teach in a primary school, but am I right in saying you don't need to be a Catholic to have it?
No, you don't need to be Catholic to have it, but you need to have the certificate to teach in a school under Catholic patronage. So, for example, I used to work in a Catholic patronage school, and now I work in an Educate Together school, and that's not a requirement for an Educate Together school.
So is it a barrier then for people who are becoming primary school teachers?
Yes, it is, because Educate Together schools and community national schools, while there has been modest increase in recent years, it's nowhere near the level that it is to make it accessible for the amount of teachers I believe would prefer to work in a multi or non-denominational setting. And I don't think it's fair to say to those teachers who don't wish to work in the Catholic school, well, off you go to an Educate Together school, because some people simply don't have those options. And there are two things here. Geographically, I'm over in the east of the country, and there are more Educate Together schools around me, so I'm lucky in that sense. And two, we've got a teacher shortage, which means I have the choice, because all schools are really, really struggling for teachers. But what happens then when at some point in the future there's not a teacher shortage? Because I'm looking for schools, I want to exclusively work in Educate Together and community national schools. So that means I'm traveling all the time, and I'm not working really in local schools. And I think that I should be afforded the opportunity to do that and feel comfortable and feel that I'm compatible with my own values in the school and not feel uncomfortable in the school.
And I'm sure there's others, though, Peter, that might think, well, if you want to teach in a Catholic ethos school, you have to have the I's dotted and the T's crossed and all of the pieces of paper to be able to do so. You don't want to teach in it, just don't teach in it.
Yeah, I totally agree for people who want to work in that setting, but that's not everybody. And I think there's a growing number of teachers who don't want to teach in the Catholic school. And I think it's wrong for one particular organization to have such influence over what is essentially a state school system. I think having one religious organization dictating to teachers what they should teach for 30 minutes a day is wrong. Let me be really clear. I am a proponent of religious inclusion and religious tolerance. I accept all faiths and none and treat people equally. That's not what this is about. This is about having the freedom to express yourself and feel free to express yourself and safe to express yourself without fearing repercussions or ramifications of your actions.
Okay. Aoife Cassidy is a parent representative and qualified solicitor as well. But Aoife, you're part of Education Equality. Should teachers to have this certificate, this religious certificate?
Thanks for having us on, Andrea. I suppose at the outset, I just want to be absolutely clear on what the purpose of the Catholic Certificate in Religious Studies is. You've mentioned that you don't have to be Catholic to have the certificate or to undertake the course. But let's be clear about what the purpose of the certificate is. So the purpose of the certificate is to evangelize children into the Catholic faith. The content of the course is Catholic dogma. It's not a course that teaches about all faiths and none. It is a course that teaches about Catholic faith, and the purpose of it is to evangelize children into that faith.
Well, it's in a Catholic school, isn't it? It's
Yeah, but almost all schools are Catholic. You know, let's look at the demographics here. Almost a third of the population is not Catholic, yet around 90% of primary schools are still under Catholic.
Yeah, there's about 88% or something, isn't it, that account for Catholic
That's
primary
right.
schools.
And if you look at the number of young people, so people aged 25 to 29 in the last census, almost half of all young people are not Catholic. So these are young people who are coming through schools, coming through colleges. So of course, not all of them are going to want to undertake this cert, or they're not all going to be happy to indoctrinate children into the Catholic faith when it's not a faith that they themselves hold. Education Equality is campaigning to move faith formation outside school hours, to allow all children, as Peter said, to be treated equally and with respect, and to allow all teachers to be treated equally and with respect, and to vindicate their human and constitutional rights. And as part of our campaign, we have an active Instagram page, and we were contacted by a lot of teachers who told us that they couldn't not just get a job, they actually couldn't even get an interview with a Catholic school without having this certificate. And
well,
they were
funny,
having to undertake the course.
Yeah, funny you mentioned that. Just as you say that, Aoife, there's a text in here from a listener who says, I had to pretend to be Catholic to get a job at a primary school in Ireland. I had to keep my private life very private, as it wasn't in line with Catholic teaching. I'm not alone in this, in the majority of schools in this country, because they're under the patronage of the Catholic Church. I am paid by the taxpayer and not the church.
She's absolutely right, or they are absolutely right, regardless of whether the teacher is a man or a woman. These are public jobs. So all taxpayers, regardless of their religion or belief, are being forced to fund an entire branch of the public sector that is highly discriminatory. Carl O'Brien wrote about it in the Irish Times a couple of weeks ago. He said it shouldn't be a revolutionary act to move faith formation outside school hours, and that's something that we'd agree
okay.
with.
Okay. Jennifer Horgan is on the line, Aoife, with us as well. Should faith teaching, like, should that be outside the teaching hours of the classroom? Jennifer, I should say, is a teacher and Irish Examiner columnist.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, look, absolutely. I think it's, I can't imagine how you can really argue with the previous two speakers. It seems obvious to me in terms of it's a human rights issue, you know, that children should be able to go to school and be respected regardless of their faith or anything else. And importantly, teachers should be able to go to their workplace without having to believe or pretend to believe in something. I think we forget, you know, that schools are workplaces. So imagine any other profession being asked to, you know, espouse a particular viewpoint or believe in something to work, you know, in the job that they're qualified to do. I think it's preposterous. And I think we all know that. But what is really upsetting, I think, is that this isn't changing. I'm pretty sure, Andrea, that we had this conversation about 2 years ago.
Yes, you know, the first time, yeah.
Yeah, we did, you know. I mean, this is just, it's like watching, you know, it's like looking at a washing machine and the cycle is going around and round and round and nothing is happening. And ultimately, that's because there is no political will. And unfortunately, there won't be until parents and people in communities start asking questions. We constantly get promises from the government. We had a promise of a citizens' assembly in the last programme of government. That never happened. We had a promise a number of months ago that there would be a survey of parents to see how parents felt about the patronage system. That's suddenly gone very, very quiet. Again and again, we have these promises and nothing actually happens. And unfortunately, it's because education tends to fall to the very bottom. You know, we've got other issues, fair enough, so, and, you know, but
Jennifer, I don't know, do you teach in a Catholic school?
I don't, no.
You don't. So, but did you have to do this religious certificate?
So I'm a post-primary teacher,
but
my husband, yes, but my husband is a primary teacher and he qualified abroad. When he came back, he didn't have the Catholic certificate because he qualified in England. And so that he was kind of, Peter was saying, he couldn't get a job in a Catholic school, 90% of our schools. And so he's now in an Educate Together school. So Educate Together and the community national schools are the only two options.
Yeah, so he had to go to a community school or an Educate Together because he didn't have this religious certificate to be able to teach in a Catholic school. What about this listener makes the point, like, you can learn about religion without believing it. So therefore,
of course, and is that to defend
I suppose it's in defense of the religious certificate, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah, but okay, but beyond that, religion doesn't just stay in religion class where you might learn about other faiths. It actually permeates the whole school ethos, you know, so it blends into, we call it the integrated, it blends into other subjects, it comes up across the board. It's even, you know, down to things like if you have a gay teacher, for instance, feeling deeply uncomfortable about revealing anything about their personal life. And there was a survey done in 2022 by the INTO, the teachers union, that found that only 18% of gay teachers are open about their personal lives in their schools because they don't feel safe and secure to be honest about who they are. Like, that's deeply, deeply wrong. Mm. And I think Irish people need to wake up and actually do something about this in their own communities and ask questions about patronage.
Principal and host of the If I Was the Minister for Education podcast, Simon Lewis, is with us on the line as well. So, Simon, was this an issue for you?
It was. I actually come from a different faith background. I was raised as in the Jewish faith, and I went to a Jewish school when I was little. And I kind of find it interesting just from that perspective that I became a primary school teacher myself. I didn't have this religious certificate. And I suppose two things I'd want to say on that. Like, when I was in school, there was no expectation on my teachers to teach me worship in Judaism. That happened outside of the school day by default. So I went to school an hour earlier than the rest of my than some of the other members of my class, the non-Jewish people, and did all my faith formation then. And when it came to my equivalent of sacraments, my bar mitzvah, my parents had to pay for that. I went to classes outside of school, and you know, I think we forget in Ireland that because it's so omnipresent that in any secular country, this is bizarre, it's unique, you know, where we're expecting teachers to provide faith formation in a faith they may not believe in themselves to children who also may not believe or may come from families that don't believe in the actual religion themselves. So it's kind of it's a really kind of strange thing. And then just in terms of the religious certificate, I find it very odd why someone would want me to teach children how to lead worship essentially in a school, because I don't believe it, you know. And why I saw in the Irish Times article the Catholic Education Partnership saying that you don't need to be Catholic to do it. But what does that say about Catholicism? You know, like, surely the leaders of the faith should believe in what they're teaching. And I kind of find from those two perspectives that it makes very little sense to me.
Text from a listener here, though, Simon, who says, I want my child to be taught in school Catholic values and about Catholicism. I want that to happen in school.
Yeah, I hear this a huge number of times, and I don't have that person to ask, but I'd love to know what she means or he means by that, because Catholic values and human rights values and secular values are 99.9% the same thing. It's about being kind to each other, about being human to each other, and about being charitable and all the rest of it. But I think 9 times out of 10 when I do ask people that, they like the idea of the that cultural Catholicism, that sort of sacrament preparation where the kids go to church together and things like that. The trouble with that is, you know, what that listener is expecting is for another adult who's working, a citizen of the country who may not be Catholic, to effectively lead their child in a sort of a cultural sort of thing. And then
if they're sending their child, to be fair, like if they're sending their child to a Catholic school, they probably expect the child to learn about Catholicism during, you know, religious time or religious class at whatever period that might happen. I don't know, I don't have children, but I imagine most parents don't care whether the person standing in the front of the class teaching that is Catholic or not. As long as they teach it, they're following the book. I'm sure there's plenty of other subjects they teach they don't like or believe.
Would you not think that religion is quite a personal thing and quite a, I mean, I would, I mean, particularly if I, like, it's fine for people who are culturally, you know, religious and don't really care very much about religion. But what if I was an Orthodox Jew and it would be against my faith to, you know, decide that Jesus was the Messiah, for example, which would be part of Jewish teachings, and then be forced to kind of lead worship of this, I suppose, what I would consider maybe as an Orthodox Jew, as someone who, like as a messianic figure, it's quite offensive in a way, in some ways.
Yeah.
It'd be sort of like as if, let's say, and I like using radio presenters as examples. Let's say, for example, I don't know, a religious sort of place decided to took over News Talk, and you and we'll go with Islam because it's one most of your listeners will be familiar with. And at 12 o'clock, because your show would start, you would have to start with the Dur prayer, which is the midday prayer that Muslims would say, and you would be asked to cover your head to out of respect. You would possibly do it, but you might not feel very comfortable with it. And yet that's what we're expecting, you know, 90% of our Irish teachers to do.
Okay.
And, you know, and I know people are, you know, feel that Catholicism is more, let's say, harmless or culture, whatever it is. And maybe if we pick a different faith that we might not be as familiar with, it might just put it into context of how Irish teachers are kind of feeling.
Yeah, okay,
you know?
No, fair point. Where does this go, Peter, from here? Because I know you're a primary teacher, but I did mention you're a Social Democrat councillor. Like, as Jennifer said earlier, it's not the first time we've discussed this. Are we likely to have this very same conversation in 2 years' time, or will it become an election issue?
We probably will be having the conversation in 2 years' time. Just a quick point, there's a big difference between religious instruction and religious education. So religious instruction would be faith formation on a particular religion, and then religious education would be teaching about all religions, which is something I'm in favour for because I believe it promotes tolerance and inclusion. The solution to this is, and always has been, divestment. I think since the programme for divestment began, I think fewer than 20 schools have been divested. There is supposed to be 400 between 2030. Now, unless a miracle happens in the next 5 years, we're getting nowhere near to that number. And that's the real issue here, because there was a text in there about why they want them to go to a Catholic school.
Yeah, there's a few more as
fine.
Well, actually. Yeah.
And that's fine, but 80-odd percent, 88% is too high a number, and it doesn't reflect the society
that we
live in.
There's definitely less choice. Well, I want to hear from other teachers today. Did religion hold you back from becoming a primary school teacher in certain schools? It's 087-1400-106, the WhatsApp number. That's Peter Melrose, Aoife Cassidy, Jennifer Horgan and Simon Lewis. Texter Chris has got in touch. He says there should be a total separation of church and state. It's as simple as that. Don't forget about the church. It's been providing education and welfare to children for hundreds of years, says this listener, where the state should have been doing it. And now all of a sudden we have to be so ungrateful for this because there's a short portion in time our religious beliefs have totally reduced. This texter suggests if parents don't want their children to be taught Catholic values, very simply, don't send them to a Catholic school. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.